Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Syrians were jubilant on the streets of Aleppo on Sunday, waving flags, chanting, and dancing after Syrian rebels announced on state television that they had ousted President Bashar al-Assad. He boarded a plane in Damascus for an unknown destination early on Sunday, two senior army officers said, as rebels seized the city and ousted him from power after 24 years as president. The Russian Foreign Ministry corroborated that information, but said they had no information on his whereabouts and weren't involved in his departure. UN Special Envoy for Syria, Geir Pedersen, also said they had no information on Assad's whereabouts. Iran's embassy in the Syrian capital was stormed by rebels, though different from the group controlling most of Syria now, on Sunday following their capture of Damascus, according to Iranian state TV. A curfew has been put in place in the city.
Millions of Syrians who were forced to leave their homes can return to their land.
Speaking in Qatar, Turkish Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan said the country is changing hands. Many around the world have begun to comment on the toppling of the 50-year Assad regime. Quote, the barbaric state has fallen, finally, unquote. French President Emmanuel Macron said. A White House statement read, quote, President Biden and his team are closely monitoring the extraordinary events in Syria and staying in constant touch with regional partners, unquote. Germany's foreign minister said, quote, for millions of people in Syria, the end of Assad means the first big sigh of relief after an eternity of atrocities committed by the Assad regime, unquote. And Britain's deputy prime minister added, quote, if Assad has gone, that's a welcome change, but what comes next has to be working in the interests of the Syrian people, unquote. A number of Syrians were waiting at the Syrian-Lebanese border to return to Syria on Sunday. Mohammed was one of those celebrating there. There is no feeling that can describe the joy. Words fail to express it. This is the first time in 14 years that we feel safe. We will see our country. This is VOA News. China has sent 14 warships, 7 military aircraft, and 4 balloons near Taiwan, according to Taiwan's defense ministry, as Beijing ramps up pressure on the island it claims as its own. China's military activities come amid speculation Beijing might organize military drills around the island in response to Taiwanese President Lai Ching-te's recent visit to Pacific allies, including U.S. stops in Hawaii and Guam. The United States, like most countries, doesn't recognize Taiwan as a country, but is its main unofficial backer and sells it arms. South Korean prosecutors have detained a former defense minister who allegedly recommended last week's brief but stunning martial law imposition to President Yoon Suk-yeol. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Local media say that ex-defense minister Kim Young-yoon voluntarily appeared on Sunday at a Seoul prosecutor's office where he had his mobile phone confiscated and was detained. A law enforcement official says Kim was later sent to a Seoul detention facility. Kim's detention came a day after Yoon avoided an opposition-led bid to impeach him, with most ruling party lawmakers boycotting a floor vote to prevent a two-thirds majority needed to suspend his presidential powers. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
U.S. President-elect Donald Trump called on Sunday for an immediate ceasefire and negotiations between Ukraine and Russia to end the madness, prompting President Volodymyr Zelensky to say that there could be no peace without guarantees. Trump has vowed to bring about a negotiated end to the conflict, but so far has not provided details on how he would do that. His remarks came after a meeting Saturday with Zelensky and Francis Emmanuel Macron that Zelensky later described as constructive. Romania's far-right candidate Calin Georgescu on Saturday urged voters to go to polling stations despite the country's top court having scrapped the presidential elections amid claims of Russian interference.
We shall continue in the democratic manner. I ask very clear for peace, for all the things which we have to recuperate our democracy, because the democracy was canceled with a court.
The annulment follows a spat of intelligence documents declassified by the presidency this week, detailing allegations against Georgescu and Russia, including claims of massive social media promotion and cyber attacks. As the search for UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson's killer stretches into a fourth day and beyond the New York City limits, the shooter remains an enigma. Retracing his steps using surveillance video, it now appears he left the city on a bus soon after the shooting Wednesday morning. The FBI announced later Friday that it was offering a $50,000 reward for information leading to an arrest and conviction. Late Saturday, police released 2 additional photos of the suspected shooter that appeared to be from a camera mounted inside a taxi. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.